There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep. Quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Summer continues to be absolutely beautiful here on the mountain. I feel so fortunate to be able to share some of the peace that I find here with all of you. And I want to thank you for being here. Tonight's intro is a bit longer than usual and a bit more personal. But I want to share a story with you about a realization I had recently that spurred some deep transformation. I think a lot of you might relate to it, and it's what I wrote about this month in my newsletter. When I look back on my life, I can clearly see the time when a baseline attitude of love and curiosity was replaced by fear and resistance. I was about 12 years old and just starting middle school. I never liked team sports, but I loved arts and crafts. So when most of the other boys chose intramural sports after school, I chose the sewing club. It never even occurred to me that this choice might have far-reaching implications that would still be with me to this day. My choice to join the all-girl sewing club so that I could make a teddy bear from scratch soon brought me all sorts of bullying, slurs, and violence from some of the other boys in school. Friends that I had played with in elementary school wouldn't talk to me anymore. I ignored it mostly for the next couple years, and I did the best I could to just throw myself into schoolwork and keep to myself. When I got to high school at 14, I found the theater kids and finally felt at home. I didn't really care what other kids thought of me. I was doing well in school, and my teachers all liked me. Then we moved to a new town, and in the middle of my freshman year, I had to start in a completely new school where I didn't know anyone. Instead of being myself, I decided to shut away who I was and try to fit in with the cool kids. I was faking it well enough that I wound up being one of the cool kids. And that was where I started to hide who I was, behind who I wanted people to think I was. I felt like the safest choice was to resist being who I was and work very hard to create a persona of the person I thought I should be. This morning on my walk with Bodhi, the sadness of that 12-year-old boy hit me very deeply. I stopped for a while and just cried as it all came pouring out. The release felt so natural and like it was healing a part of me that had finally let go of all that resistance. For so long, parts of me have felt like a dragon that I needed to fear. Now I realize that the parts of me I was hiding, they weren't the dragon. The resistance to those parts, that was the dragon. By resisting my own nature, I was creating the dragon, and in the process, holding myself hostage. But here's the paradox of resistance in our lives. We can't fight it. It only makes more resistance. But we can embrace it, forgive ourselves, and allow it to be what it is without identifying with it, without judging ourselves for it. So after 40 years of living with this dragon, I'm finally putting down my sword and just giving it a big old bear hug. And in subtle ways, it's changing everything about my life for the better. Tonight's meditation is on resistance and how we can embrace that dragon to better allow our inner wisdom to guide us. It's got the sound of the creek behind my cabin in the background. Let's take a deep breath. In through the nose. And slowly out through the mouth like we're blowing out through a straw. This helps to relax the nervous system and can help the body and mind relax even more deeply. Another deep breath in. And slowly out through the mouth again. Okay, now let's just let the breath return to its natural rhythm. And see if you can find the spot where you notice the breath the most. Maybe in the nostrils, your chest, or maybe in your belly. Wherever you find your attention naturally settles when you bring it to your breath. Just settling our awareness on the breath, letting go of any thoughts or judgments we might have about it. Noticing those thoughts, but then bringing our awareness back to the breath again. The felt experience of breathing, here and now. Let this be your anchor point that you can come back to at any time during this meditation. Anytime you find yourself lost in thought, just let your attention come back to the breath wherever you feel it most. take a moment to let yourself feel gratitude for the life-sustaining breath that allows us to be conscious and experience life here in this body. The breath that simply breathes itself, even when we're deeply asleep and not conscious at all. And let's also take a moment to feel compassion for the being that is breathing. The human being that is always doing the best it can in the circumstances that arise in life. The human being that started out as a helpless baby and has blossomed into a beautiful, conscious being. Now, allow your awareness to move to wherever it is you feel this conscious being to be in the body. Where is the sense of yourself located? Just see if you can find it in your body. Many of us experience it as a sense of being in the head, behind the eyes or the forehead. Maybe it's somewhere else for you, like in your chest or your belly. Just see if you can locate your sense of the self that you are in your body. What does that sense feel like? Is it warm, cool, numb, or tingly? Does it have edges, or is it simply in a general area? Just let your awareness linger there. Now bring your awareness to your right hand. What sensations do you notice in your hand? Just allow your awareness to explore the sensations in your hand with a gentle curiosity. And can you bring your awareness to your sense of self and your hand at the same time? How are they similar? How are they different? As you notice that you can experience sensing into both at the same time, see if you can bring your awareness to your jaw. Just letting your awareness rest in the jaw, experiencing the jaw as the jaw. and allowing your awareness to move down to your throat, experiencing the throat as the throat. Moving down, letting your awareness settle in the area around the middle of your chest. Just resting there. Do you notice that your sense of self can move? What does this feel like? If at any point you start to get lost in thought, just gently bring your awareness back to the breath, noticing any thoughts that might be arising, and then just gently letting your awareness ride on the breath back down to the area in the middle of your chest. In this place, notice that you still have access to thought when you need it, but your identity may feel a little more loosely tethered to the mind. Just see if you can rest in this heart-centered awareness. Gently let your awareness sense out into the rest of the body. Is there anywhere that you notice any tension or resistance? Sometimes this can feel like muscle tension, aching, or simply a general sense of fear or anxiety. What sensations are present right now in the body? Just allow your awareness to be guided from your heart center by a gentle curiosity. If you notice any tension or resistance in the body, see if you can relax that area and allow your awareness to settle there for a moment. What sensations or feelings do you find? What happens when you bring love and compassion to this part of the body? Like you're giving it a warm hug. And if you don't find any tension or resistance in the body, that's perfectly fine too. Just let your awareness continue to explore the body with a gentle curiosity. Or simply rest in your heart center. In again if at any point you start to get lost in thought. Just gently bring your awareness back to the breath, noticing any thoughts that might be arising, and then seeing if you can gently allow awareness to ride on the breath back down to the area in the middle of your chest, into that sense of heart-centered awareness. You can do this practice anytime you may feel resistance and want to check in with the body. By gently bringing awareness to and accepting these sensations, we can begin to loosen their hold and allow them to pass, like all things naturally do. Enjoy.